And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 12 of the NFL regular season. What's up, T? What's up, Jay? You guys are in...
Hi!
You're in Utah.
Yep.
Park City.
You're either on the run from the law or you're shopping for sister wives.
Both.
Okay.
Yes, both.
No, thanks. we are enjoying a little getaway and just enjoying each other's company for a little bit.
Absolutely. Trying to get away from the hustle and bustle before the playoffs come.
Okay, real quick, we did a lot of Thanksgiving talk last pod, but any quick thoughts or feelings about Thanksgiving this year? You guys are away from everyone. I think it's exciting. It's our first mobile podcast. You guys brought your gear to the hotel.
We did. This was our first, like, pack up everything and the mics and the computers, and we've gone skiing.
I've gone skiing.
Well, we put it all in a suitcase and we boarded it and we felt like rock stars, and we set up, and that's why Justin's background is very hotel aesthetics.
I look like I'm in rehab right now. I look like I'm in the waiting room of the rehab that I'm in, and they're letting me do this pod because I pay them a lot of money to be in rehab.
So, but, and for those of you who are listening and can't see us right now, Jason has a cool setup and background. I think it looks pretty good.
Oh, why, thank you.
Very sexy, sir.
But yeah,
well, only the best to make my football picks. Only the best.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Jason?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to start by saying I am thankful to the makers of Tiger King Part 2 because they kept the party going.
Is there a Part 2?
I binged the whole thing with
my
daughter. No way. Oh, yeah. My daughter's home from college. We watched the whole thing. It was fantastic.
Is it, because I've seen people talk about this, is it another thing or new footage that they didn't show? Dude's in jail, right?
Yeah, it takes place as he's in jail. He's trying to get a pardon from Trump, and there's lawyers, and there's characters, and they're, you know, shutting down his old zoo, and there's not...
Oh, so it's new. So it is new.
Yeah,
it's new.
Kid killed himself, right?
The kid killed himself. The woman fed her husband to the tigers.
Yeah, crazy bitch.
Joe's Exotic plotted to kill her. The other two guys ripped him off. You don't know who to root for in this show because everybody has it coming.
Well, not that we have a lot of fans out there in Florida, but that's just why nothing good goes out of fucking Florida.
Oh, man.
It's a shit show.
Woo-wee!
Swampy. They got three teeth in Florida, two in their mouth and one in their sandwich.
Well, God bless Florida because it makes for good television.
Hell yeah.
Thanksgiving, football, and more football. And here's
so you're having tiger for Thanksgiving tomorrow or
yes,
turkey?
I'm having tiger and maybe an ocelot.
Nice. Very nice.
Did you know that on Thanksgiving, the favorites win over 60% of the time, and the public usually wins?
Wow.
Which means it stands that Dallas would win, Buffalo would win, and Chicago would win. Those are the three favorites. Any quick thoughts?
I feel like traditionally Detroit is that Thanksgiving game. Dallas came around years later, but it's been there since Leon Lett days. But, like, Detroit's been the game. It was Green Bay for a minute, was in there for a mix. And then now it's the Saints, and they're always at home. And Dallas is always at home, and Detroit's always at home. So, yeah. I mean, I know Chicago's a favorite, and I think Detroit, nothing is going well for those guys right now. They play hard every week, but I feel like if anything can go down, it could be the public thinking that Detroit can maybe pull something out at home. But that game always goes over.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with Nagy. It's all kind of witchy over there. And Andy Dalton is starting, and who knows if Goff is starting. And then, I don't know, no Kamara for the Saints. So,
Buffalo. Yeah, every time he comes back, they say, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. He's back. He's like, okay, and then nope.
But, now, you guys are away from your home in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You're on the road. And what kind of Thanksgiving will you put together for yourselves? And do you hate your families that much that you would have to drive to a different state to get away from them?
No. As I mentioned, I am in rehab. No, I'm just kidding. What I do know what's special about this Thanksgiving is I don't have – are you ready? I don't have a nickel on any games this weekend.
Yeah. Wow. It feels nice, right?
I don't have a quick $20 parlay at Red Rock. Like, let me just have some action.
Shocking.
I will be here in my suite. We went to the store today, like little shoppers in our rental car, and we got a truckload of groceries for the next, you know, however long we're here. And I'm going to make a turkey, like, deal.
Turkey? With the Why would you do that?
Because I don't have tigers out here. There's no tigers in Utah. There's cougars. There are BYU cougars.
It seems a strange choice, turkey.
Yeah, I don't want to eat cougar. But I'm going to watch these games, man, and I'm going to be in my pajamas. I might not even get dressed. I'm going to be chefing it up all day, having some wine, watching some games.
We're going to play some Five Crown.
Play some cards for Gigi.
It. Yep.
And no, we don't hate our family. We love our family.
Mashed potatoes, the works.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes. I'm doing broccoli instead of green beans. We're doing no corn this year, which is wacky for me. Okay. Gravy, lots of gravy rolls. I think T's going to do a salad. Some, you know, she's got to always throw in a salad. We're going to do some charcuterie and watch some football, man. I'm excited about it. And I think the games are going to be okay tomorrow. I really do. I think the Bears suck. I think the Lions suck. So together they'll maybe put on a show, honestly. Like, that's usually when you get the best show, right?
Who's football,
the survival of the fittest of who sucks.
Football is like pizza. There's no such thing as bad football.
There really
isn't. Bad pizza. You spend the whole day. Who cares if it's Chicago, Detroit? It's fucking football at 9:30 in the morning and you're off work. It's fantastic.
They give you an extra earlier half an hour because it's like Christmas. You wake up and you go turn on the TV and the game's on. You're like, yes, I don't have to wait till 10.
Gravy and football is what built America.
Yep. And our picks is what saves America because we only pick winners here.
And if you dare put Fritos in your chili, then you're really living.
Oh, if you dare, yeah, because I was going to say, that's a great thing. That's a blessing.
That's also
the crunch, yeah.
That's what also built America.
Yes.
Football, gravy, Fritos, and chili.
As long as it's not, I'm sorry, guys, as long as it's not Cincinnati chili, because that spaghetti thing, I'll never understand that.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Well, Thanksgiving, dude.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you and yours. The kids are all there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're cooking it up. The wifey's cooking it up. I'm sure some fam's going to come through. Someone asked me the other day what I was in charge of for Thanksgiving, and I said the remote control.
Nice.
And the couch. So I hope you do the same tomorrow. I hope those are your chores tomorrow.
Thank you. Cheers. Okay. That's a great way to start.
All right. Well, we've got a big show. So if you boys don't mind, let's get into it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, this is not Dallas. This is not Detroit. And this is not New Orleans. This is going to be Sunday fun day. This is going to be Eagles-Giants. And the Giants, let me start by saying this. The Eagles started off the season where we thought, what are they doing? What's their identity? Jalen Hurts is terrible. What the hell are they doing? They don't have a clue. They don't have a shot. And now they're starting to roll. Now they're starting to get exciting. I don't know if anybody knows this, but the Eagles' next five games could be the easiest schedule in all of the NFL. in no specific order. They play the Jets twice. They play the Giants. Then they play, they play Washington. And then they play Dallas. Which is like, if the Eagles are starting to roll and they're in that 8-6 or 9-5 roll, then that could be exciting in Dallas. But consensus tells me they'll win those four and then let them lose to Dallas. They're still a playoff team now. They're still a playoff team. The Giants are god-awful. I honestly thought, remember, with the Daniel Jones on the road, that whole thing last Monday night, I thought maybe they would have a chance. They were so, so, so bad. I can't even speak on it. Your boy threw 38 passes and completed 23 of them. The only touchdown they scored was on a trick play to a big lineman who made a great catch, by the way. They are awful. They don't stand a chance. The Eagles are starting to roll for no specific reason. I love the Eagles this week. I'm not crazy about the hook, so if you could buy it down to 3 or if you can find it at 3 in some of these shops, do it. I think that I've heard a few things in town, like the Giants might play better. They just fired Jason Garrett. They scored 42 touchdowns in like 3 years with that dude. Tom Brady threw 42 touchdowns in the last year and a half. You know what I mean? Like, that's awful. They're really, really bad, and I think that, you know, Jason Garrett, he'll be on TV. He'll be announcing somewhere with the rest of the old coaches that are retired, but at the end of the day, that domino is going to fall. I think the Giants are just they're just not showing me anything. They don't have the weapons, and they're not going to compete. So give me Philly. Give me Philly in the funk house, man. What do you think, Jay?
I think you undersold Philly. I was expecting you to be like way more gung-ho about them. They've won their last 3 out of 4. They're scoring in the 30s. They put 40 on the Saints, whose defense is top-notch.
Was.
Yeah, Saints are in trouble. The Eagles, as you mentioned, they found their mojo. Their starting running back Howard's out, but here comes Miles Sanders. He's back. So, and Jalen Hurts, they're designing plays. Like I said this a few weeks ago, they figured out how to use him like Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
So the linebackers don't know. Is he going to keep it like Lamar? Is he going to pitch it out to the running back? He's keeping them guessing.
Mm-hmm.
They are rolling right now. I don't know why. There's something witchy. I want to discuss this with you. Whenever they change coaches, as you mentioned, they just got rid of Garrett. Sometimes when there's a new play caller, the offense just feels a need to get loose. They have a lot of healthy weapons coming back. Daniel Jones can throw the deep ball. I think Philly's going to win. Does that scare you at all? Any sort of like new energy around that? Same way Gruden gets fired and the Raiders go ballistic.
Like, no, what I saw, and you know what I saw was, and I'll keep this simple. Joe Judge, who I don't have a problem, I don't dislike Joe Judge. I did dislike his press conference because I kind of felt like he said two things that I didn't dig. He said, "We as coaches can only call the plays or coach the game. The players have to execute, and we didn't execute." That's a throw at the players. So I don't know if I'm a player of Joe Judge, if I'm too psyched about that. That's like throwing the, you know, not throwing, I'm not going to say throwing under the bus type situation, but like passing the buck. And then 2 minutes later, they fire the offensive coordinator. To me, that's smoke and mirrors. He's next. He doesn't know he's next. The GM, Guttelman, he's next.
They're going to get rid of them all, and they're going to make a play for Russell Wilson.
They need to make a play for a veteran quarterback because Daniel Jones is just a third stringer at best. And secondly, I'll say this, Freddie Kitchens is taking over offensive plays. So normally could it scare me? Maybe, new energy. That guy's a tight end coach. He's not an offensive coordinator. He was never a head coach when they gave him the Browns job and he stole money from Cleveland. I'm not afraid of Freddie Kitchens and I'm not afraid of what he's going to do. Jalen Hurts used to run for his life. Now they're running plays for him to run. So it's more like it's not just a free-for-all like it was with Kyler Murray 2 years ago. They learned from that. And I think it's just going to be a beatdown. I did not like that Joe Judge comment, and I think that the players are going to fucking quit on him.
Yeah, I like your pick.
So I like Philly, man. Lock it up.
Jason, the Chargers travel to Denver to face the Broncos. How do you see this game turning out?
This, to me, is one of my favorite plays of the whole weekend. I like Denver here. I like the home dog. I think everyone has a stars in their eyes always for Herbert. Herbert, Herbert, Herbert. I can, you know, fine. I like him too. But Denver's defense with a bye week is going to do the same thing to Herbert that the Ravens did to Herbert. Vic Fangio is a defensive wizard. He's going to confuse him. Herbert has quite a few picks. When teams like the Chargers hang 41 on the Steelers, people get really psyched for their offense. They get psyched for a big kid with a big arm, and he's slinging all around the field. But Pittsburgh hasn't scored more than 16 points all year, and they hung 37 on the Chargers.
That's a great point.
They have no defense. And Teddy Two Gloves is not a bitch. He covers spreads all the time. They're going to altitude after a big emotional win against the Steelers on Sunday night. This is a letdown spot regardless. Plus, they lose a day for Thanksgiving. And Fangio's been sitting up on a bye week. And you're going to give me points at home? I'm going to take them. My pick is Denver plus 2.5, Jay. What do you think?
I agree with everything you said about Herbert and the errors that they make. San Diego Superchargers, because they'll never be the LA Chargers. I won't call them that. The San Diego Superchargers will give up. They have a matador defense. They take the red little thing like the matador, and when the running back gets the rock, they go, "Howley!" And they let him go. So
they're afraid to get gored?
Yeah, no. They go, "Ole!" and he's out. So that's a lot of what you're going to see. The only thing, and dude, I love the vibe. Denver off the bye. I love that vibe. It's just the fact that Denver doesn't have a running back, really.
Melvin Gordon, dude.
Dude, come on. He ain't
that
Jonathan
guy
Taylor.
Gets loose.
I hope he gets loose, and he could get loose. If they had like a Jonathan Taylor or some badass Derrick Henry type dude, I'd be like, oh God, they're in big trouble. The only thing that scares me is that it's going to be in Teddy Two Gloves' hands, right? He's going to have to do his thing. So I do like it. What scares me is the only thing that scares me about that game is can, if the Chargers are going to put up that 41 every week somehow.
Not against that D, then they're not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But Denver, can they put up 30? Can they put up 28?
They're not.
Are they
going to
just run slow? Run, you know? Because listen, if they run the ball, that's not really slowing it up. Because when they go ole, that's a touchdown. So then you give the ball back to Herbert, and they got to do it again. I like it. I really don't have a side there. I wish you the best. Yikes! I don't know. I can't call it.
I'm taking Fangio. Give me the points. Orange Crush, Denver, plus 2.5, and lock it up.
Okay, let's toss it over to Justin. The Browns face the Ravens on Sunday. What's the right side of this game?
Well, the right side of this game is clearly the Ravens, and there's two reasons why. Number one, Lamar has had a 3-week vacation. He's ill. He's not ill. It's not COVID related. He's sick. I got to be honest. I think that John Harbaugh knew that the Ravens were going to win their last two games with or without Lamar. And they gave him a break. They said, whatever. Because they run that dude like wildfire. He's got to be beat up. He doesn't ever complain. He doesn't say a word. I love his demeanor. I love the way he is. I love the way he talks. He's just very mellow. He's just like cool as a cucumber all the time. He's had 3 weeks off. The Browns are absolutely in big trouble. I didn't want to give a lot of stats this week, so I'm going to give a couple. Baker Mayfield ran the ball 4 times last week against the Lions. for 9 yards. Against the, I'll say it again, the Lions. He was 15 for 29. That's 51.7%. That's one incomplete pass away from sub 50. He threw one touchdown. He also threw two picks. The leading receiver was Austin Hooper, his tight end, with 50 yards. Where's Landry? Where's all these receivers and all this arsenal they had? Nowhere to be found. They can't score more than 13 points against the Lions. Lamar's had 3 weeks off. They're at home. This whole Baker Mayfield conversation, the guy is so beat up, he shouldn't even be playing. Then his wife starts tweeting shit.
I knew you were going to bring that up, and I was hoping you were.
I'm not so mad at her because she didn't necessarily tweet. She didn't necessarily write those words, but she retweeted them. She retweeted them.
First we had flying pretzels. Now we got flying tweets. T, do you know about this?
Yes. Yes. And we actually watched a show on
they broke it all down about how it all came to be. And when Baker left the locker room and he didn't stay for the post conference and he always stays. And the one, Cleveland media guy goes, you know, yeah, because you always stay, you know, win or lose, you always sack up, you know, but you bounce.
Thank you.
And he goes, yeah, dude, I bounce. Listen, I don't care. I always take onus in my shit. I played like shit. But you know why I bounce? Because, like, I just had to go. You know, you could say how banged up he is. You could say he's a soldier. I like Baker Mayfield. I really do. But I'm going to tell you right now, this dude is about to be in the hospital. Physically not going to be able to play. I don't see him finishing the season. I don't see him playing 16 games. He already sat out one. I don't see him playing the other 16. And there's nowhere but down to go for these Browns. And first it's Odell Beckham. Then it's Baker's labor, you know, his shoulder. Then Chubb goes out with COVID. Get vaccinated, bro. You know, I don't. And then Felton goes out. Like, it was just like a domino. And now it's like Stefanski can't coach. These dudes were in the friggin' conference championship last year. They're not going to make the playoffs. This is Baltimore's yellow brick road, dude. Maybe Pittsburgh could give him some shit, but this is Baltimore's yellow brick road to the title game, home field advantage in the playoffs. Let Lamar do his magic. I don't even see them signing Baker next year. He's in the end of his contract. Wow. They say he's fighting for this contract. That's why he's hurting. At the end of the day, when these lawyers and these businessmen go to sit down and do your contract, they're not going to look at your shoulder. They're going to look at your numbers. His numbers are ass. Give me the Ravens. What else can I say? And maybe the wives and the Patrick Mahomes' wives, and maybe they should just keep it down. A little bit. Don't rile up your locker room. Don't let Baker Mayfield walk in the locker room and have his boys go, why'd your wife say we suck, dude? I don't know.
Also, she was just reposting. I'm not saying just
she shouldn't have reposted it then. I know she didn't write the lyric, but she sang the lyric like karaoke.
But the tweet said, look how tough Baker Mayfield is. Wish the rest of the team was just as tough, right? Something like that.
Yeah, but she didn't write that. Like, to
it
be
doesn't
clear,
matter. That's a substance.
But she tweeted it. Yeah.
When you retweet, it's like you're claiming.
She read it somewhere, and she said, yeah. And yeah. That's great. I like that. Let's talk about that. And that was ill. And
so your pick is the Ravens.
100%. I mean, come on.
Okay. Can I just
too much disparity there.
I also like the Ravens. Of course I like the Ravens. The Ravens, one of my all-time favorite teams. You know I like the Ravens. You'll never have to twist my arm.
Fly,
Lamar.
Ravens, fly.
I mean, fly, Ravens, fly.
Ravens,
fly.
Fly, Ravens, fly up. No, do it, Jay.
Up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
But I want to tell you, I got to get this off my chest because, you know, there are some douchebags in this league, like Aaron Rodgers is a king douchebag. Baker Mayfield is right up there, and you treat him, bro, like you treat him like he's Tom Brady.
No.
He has covered nothing for you. Maybe once or twice he's won a bet for you, but the soft blind spot that you have for Baker Mayfield, his girl went and Yoko Ono'd his entire fucking team, bro. She lost that locker room. Why does he even go back in there?
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Oh, sorry, guys. My wife shouldn't have said that.
The guy's had four coaches in 5 years. Aaron Rodgers can't fuck with that.
Bro,
number
you
two,
got excuses.
Neither can Tom fucking Brady, who had Belichick to cuddle him whenever he fucking
You're
a
Mayfield apologist.
I'm not an apologist. I'm going to say one thing. He took that team farther than they've been in 35 years.
Who would you rather have, Case Keenum or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield, 100%.
No, he hasn't scored more than 13 points
in
the last 5 weeks.
If Case Keenum was a starter, then go get a job and start, motherfucker. You've had your chances. He was on your Rams. He's had his chances.
Case Keenum would have scored 20 against the Lions.
Listen, he'll have the opportunity because Baker, after these Ravens get a hold of him, this might be it. I mean, this might be carried off the field in the wheelchair.
They're going to blitz on every down.
Yeah.
And please send the guy to back up
heaven.
I
wish nothing but the best. I don't want to wish hurt on anyone except Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers can get his toe amputated for all I care.
He's not a starter.
I have a message for Aaron Rodgers. Ronnie Lott had an infection in his finger, and he was about to play in the Super Bowl, and he told the doctors,
cut it off.
Cut off my finger.
Cut it off.
True story.
That's a little
much. It's a true story.
It's a little much.
It was at the knuckle. It wasn't like the whole finger, but he said, cut it off. He told them to cut off his finger. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, you're going to tell him to cut off your big toe?
Yeah, cut your toe
cut
off.
Your
cut
hair.
Your fucking toe off, Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to do it because you're a bitch.
Cut your hair.
Cut your hair and cut your toe off.
Okay. Sidetrack. Let's.
I hate that, dude.
Okay, are we locking?
I hate him.
What are we locking up? I forgot.
Aaron Rodgers is a bitch.
Yeah, it always goes back to Aaron Rodgers.
So I like the Ravens. Come on. We all, Ravens fly. Fly in the sky. Lock it up.
Well, shall we talk about the Jets? Oh, the Jets this season. Come on. Well, this week they're 2.5, 2.5 point. I can't speak. The Jets are 2.5 point underdogs of the Texans this week. Jason, how do you see this game ending up?
I like the Texans in this one. I watched David Culley's press conference last night on YouTube.
What?
Boy, yeah. Boy, is he likable, number one.
Oh.
He's old school.
Wait, who is that?
The head coach. The head coach.
Hold on, T. Where did he come from, Jason?
I'm not sure.
The Ravens!
He came for the Ravens. Okay, yeah. That makes me feel so good.
It was the offensive guru.
Of course it does.
And Romeo Cornell's is DC. And he's playing a Tampa 2 cover, and they finally are getting it. And there's so much to like there. They went into Tennessee and pulled one of the biggest upsets of all year. Their defense is playing well. Tyrod Taylor is 2-2 as a starter. Jets get Zach Wilson back. I don't know why anyone's excited about him. He's the worst quarterback in the NFL. And quite naturally, the Texans had 2 picks off Ryan Tannehill last week and I think 4 sacks. What are they going to do to Zach Wilson?
No, not 4 sacks. 4 picks.
Yeah, okay, even better.
He threw the ball 53 times.
What I'm here to tell
you... No way, Ryan Tannehill. No way, bitch.
First of all, I like Tyrod Taylor. I like Houston at home. I like... Their whole culture is old school. They're going to get it done. They're going to score about 24 points. The Jets are going to score about maybe 14 to 17 in that range. I think the Texans get it going at home. Jets have to restart Zach Wilson after 4 weeks on the bench. And everyone's saying, oh, isn't it great? He got to spend 4 weeks on the bench watching everyone and learning the system. I think he's rusty. I don't think he was any good before he hit the bench. And I don't even know if he's 100% healthy. Rookie on the road. Great coaching. I like Houston in this one. I've heard a lot of sharp people like screaming the Jets, but I don't see it. Give me Houston -2.5. It's under a field goal. Mm-hmm. I think they get it done at home. What do you think, Jay?
I just say quickly, I agree with what you're saying. I think Zach Wilson found out that Joe Flacco had COVID and that Mike White might have had COVID too. And I think Zach Wilson said, fuck. I got to fucking play. I was like, yeah. I was hanging on to that knee injury. I was like out of the woods. No one was talking about me. And that, maybe I could read the playbook and next year I'll get him next year, whatever.
Yeah.
Saleh. No, Saleh.
Is he a good coach?
I don't know. He's a good defensive coordinator. He was great in San Francisco. No, Saleh.
You know, the Jets have no starters on their secondary also, and their secondary are all rookies, which we've already gone over in this pod a million times. Like, their secondary gets burned.
I don't even care. I don't even know. I couldn't name five Jets if you put a gun to my head. I'm being real when I say this.
No,
I don't give
you.
A fuck.
I hear
I'm
you.
Sad that New York football is in this position because both their teams are awful. Like, the Giants won the Super Bowl in 2010. They haven't been in the playoffs but one other time. Listen, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but they're a dead horse, and I like what Houston's doing, and I've said this to you 100 times privately. Tyrod Taylor's a professional quarterback.
Yeah, he's the one.
He doesn't make them like the backup that's trying because Deshaun Watson. He's not Deshaun Watson. I don't give a fuck. Deshaun Watson's a prick anyway for what he did. Tyrod Taylor's a professional quarterback. He's in that locker room. He's like, let's go, dudes. He's handling this shit. And they're not dumping. They're not tanking.
They're not tanking.
Thank you.
Nope, they're not.
They're playing football. And they scrap. So I agree 100%. I think the Jets have nothing. And if Zach Wilson's knee happens to hurt him, or if he's so scared that he says, my knee.
Yeah, who are they going to?
What are they? Wide receiver going to play quarterback? Because they're all in COVID. Texans are a circa pick, and Texans are a survival pick.
Yep. I love the Texans.
To say that Texans are a survival pick is like crazy talk. I'm telling you, it's a survivor pick.
Love it. Lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
So tasty. All right. Let's put some teasers together. We are off to the races week 12. Jay, you got a leg for us? What do you think about?
I got two and I got nothing else.
All right.
I'm liking what we've been doing lately with building it higher. Every professional in Las Vegas, and I have all the respect in the world for all of them, every respectable person in Las Vegas takes it as low as they can.
Okay.
They take the highest and they bring it as low as they can.
Gotcha.
I'm kind of digging taking like a decent team and getting it way out of control, right?
Yep.
Because underdogs are covering this year.
Yes, they are.
Just on the point spreads alone, underdogs are covering at an unbelievable rate. So if I can jack that up 6 more, to me, that's more of an advantage for me. I have two. The Colts against the Bucks. They're getting 3 at the house. Give me 9 against those Bucks who haven't covered except for these. They covered twice this year. They beat Atlanta. They beat the fuck out of Atlanta, and they just mollywopped the Giants on Monday Night Football. The Bucks don't cover to begin with. They're going to face the Colts on somewhat of a short week, one day less because they played on Monday night. Give me the Colts +9 at home. And the Titans just got embarrassed. Give me the Titans. I know that you love Belichick, but give me the Titans +12.5 against New England, who will ball control. Tennessee's going to put up some points. Those are my two favorites in the world. Favorite. I love those two. Love it.
I like those two. I think those are very sharp. I especially like Colts +9.
Come on.
Tampa Bay and Brady have not covered one spread on the road this year.
Come on.
So I would do Indy +9. What are your thoughts about Pittsburgh +10.5? 10 and a hook.
Pittsburgh already beat Cincy once this year. Their defense is superior.
Do you like Titans?
They lost it. You say Mike Tomlin, and I say Mike Tomlin pissed. Man, they had a chance at that game. That blown coverage, Justin Herbert, boom, 90-yard touchdown. Pittsburgh had that game won if they stopped them at that last down. Tomlin's pissed.
I thought Big Ben looked good against the Chargers.
They were beating them. The game was, like, not over. There was 2 minutes left, and then, Mike Williams down the sidelines.
That's not Big Ben's fault.
No, not at all, but Tomlin's pissed.
Yeah, oh, this is the
spot
for Tomlin.
And there was no Minka Fitzpatrick. That's your boy.
They said, by the way, they said T.J. Watt back for sure, yeah, Joe Hayden back for sure.
They already beat the Bengals once. The Bengals are a 500 football team.
T.J. Watt, you don't think T.J. Watt wants a piece of Joe Burrow?
He already got a piece of Joe Burrow in the first game.
Oh,
they dominated.
Shit.
They dumped. That was one of their biggest whoopings this year.
Do you want to get crazy into a three-way?
We always do
for
this
Thanksgiving.
Every week.
For
I'm
Thanksgiving.
So
let's give our
right
people
now.
A three-way.
Okay, here it is.
That's all you got, though? I mean, is there any other
one more?
Do we
need any more?
No, I don't think so.
You just gave a whole spiel about dogs.
I like
dogs.
The Saints plus 12, too, or whatever. Or no.
All right.
The Bills are up
half,
to six.
Titans, what is that? Titans 12 and a half?
Titans would be 12 and a half, dude.
Indy 9.
Colts 9 at home? Give me a break. Colts are making a run right now.
All right. Special Thanksgiving, special alert, three-team teaser, Pittsburgh plus 10. Pittsburgh plus 10 and a hook. Titans plus 12 and a hook. Indy plus 9. Feast on
five
that.
5 units.
Pilgrim.
5 units, Pilgrim.
Feast on that Thanksgiving bounty, Pilgrim.
Hey, Pocahontas. I need 5 units on this 3-teamer, Pilgrim.
Oh,
put some gravy on that teaser.
Throw some stuffing in that turkey.
Okay, are we locking it up?
And lock
please,
it up.
Somebody lock it up.
Put us out of our misery and lock it up. T, you are so money and you don't even know it, do you? Because you took the LA Chargers against my beloved Steelers, who still covered, but they did not win on the money line. And you survived last week. Everybody wants to know, inquiring minds, what are we doing this week for Survivor?
I am in between two. I obviously have steadfast of the Cowboys anticipating this week, anticipating this game, anticipating the Thanksgiving American football team Cowboys this week. And it looks like they're the top pick of everybody, probably because of the same reasons as me. 37% pick this week. But I am leaning towards your guys' last pick, the Texans, because I feel like for all the answers that you said, if I want to do something a little bit different, I have not picked either of those. But Cowboys or Texans is what I'm going for. I just want to
state. Have you used the Cowboys, though, I thought?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you did. My bad.
No, I haven't used them. That's why I keep saying maybe I should use the Cowboys. Maybe I should use the Cowboys. So I think Cowboys or Texans. I don't know. Let's get to what are you guys' opinion on that? Obviously, I know your Texans' opinion, but should I just go for the Cowboys because it's Thanksgiving? What do you think?
I think they should beat the Raiders on Thanksgiving.
I don't see the Raiders. I see the Raiders winning one more game all season.
I don't see them losing at home also.
The Raiders started off so tough, same as they did last year. And I look at their schedule, they may win one more game, and it ain't going to be in Dallas.
Okay. I feel like I should root with you. I know the Jets are so bad. They're so bad. When do they play again?
Why don't you give a
Sunday?
Why don't you give a leg and a wing special and just give them both?
Yeah, let's do them both.
Because the thing is, realistically, your Dallas is not going to make this pod.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Because Dallas plays tomorrow. So it's not going to make it.
Oh, okay.
So just give your Houston and deep in the heart of Texas. All
let's
my
go.
Exes
Texans.
Live in Texas.
Texans.
All my exes live in Texas.
Lock it up.
All right, let's recap. By the way, before we sum up this week's pod, kudos to us for going 4-1 in the Circa contest last week, which we always give away our picks on our Twitter, Instagram. Yep. We say that every week. 4-1 and 3-2 the week before. So the last 2 weeks, 7-3. That is not chump change, my friend. Okay, on today's pod, Jay, you like the Eagles -3.5, and you also like the Ravens -3.5. I like Denver at home getting 2.5, and I like Houston at home laying 2.5. Our teaser extravaganza, 3-team teaser for Thanksgiving special. All underdogs, let's go underdogs. Pittsburgh +10.5. Titans +12.5. Indy +9. T, you are going down deep in the heart of Texas for your survivor pick. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeehaw. And
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to follow us on our Twitter at Friday Night Locks and our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Friday Night Locks. And we post our circa picks every Saturday at 3 p.m. or around 3 p.m. so you can have some fun taking our advice for your Sunday football games. Happy Thanksgiving this week. I know this will probably come out after Thanksgiving, but hope you all had a great one.
It's a Thanksgiving weekend, and all I got to say, guys, is, as I say every week, beat the book, be smart, bless your families, bless your health. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Cheers to all of you. And lock it up.
Happy Cheers, Thanksgiving.
Everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Case Keenum.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.